Black Lives Matter co-founder Cooliers is an advocate of defunding, which redirects money typically budgeted for law enforcement to other community-serving initiatives, including education, health care, and mental health services, and social service programs. This is a watershed moment, Cooliers told Newsweek, and we need bold and courageous approaches. Already in the United States and Canada, the idea is taking root, with city council members in Minneapolis voting to dismantle the police department implicated in Floyd's death and replace it with new community-based public safety system. Meanwhile, officials in Toronto are discussing a motion seeking to slash that city's police department budget by 10%. A significant reallocation of resources away from ineffective or harmful police approaches and toward programs that demonstrably reduce crime could actually improve public safety, said Paul Hirschfield, an associate sociology and criminal justice professor at Rutgers University. Much of what the police do, random patrols, patrolling schools, traffic enforcement, and drug enforcement, do far too little for public safety to justify the enormous expense. In fact, Hirschfield pointed out, some tasks routinely handled by law enforcement in the United States are not assigned to them in other countries. Public schools in Europe maintain order and safety without stationing police inside them, he said. And the much greater accessibility of mental health care and income and housing supports in Europe reduces the need for police to regulate the behavior and movements of the unhoused or respond to mental health crises.